Are you the type of person that knows that you need to work out and have tried that gym thing before, but you just found it so boring? Well, there are other ways to get your exercise in. In fact, there are 100 different ways to get exercise and your daily dose of physical activity. But oftentimes we get stuck thinking that there's only one way to get fit, and that's by going to a gym or trying a fitness class. And this couldn't be further from the truth. So if you're stuck or in a rut when it comes to your personal fitness, and you want some fresh new ideas on how to remix your fitness, visit remixmyfitness.com, take the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. It's a 2-minute quiz which will identify what type of fitness personality you are and suggest activities that are best suited to you. Because if you're going to exercise, why not enjoy it? Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. We are on week number 28 out of the 52 weeks of the year. Happy belated Canada's Day to all the Canadian listeners out there, and a happy 4th of July to our American neighbors. You guys are going to be celebrating your birthday real soon, and I hope you have a good time. And as always, I'm your host, MC Kim, aka The Kind Intelligent Man. What's up and what's good on your end of the speakers, your end of the headphones? I hope life is treating you good this week, and if not, let's see if we can turn that around with today's show. So before we get into today's episode, I want to just thank all the listeners out there that have taken the time to reach out to me on social and by email and sharing your show ideas. I love it. I love hearing from you, and you know, it helps me to produce episodes, to find guests, and to create content that you actually want to hear. So it helps me a lot. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So if you have a show idea, hit me up. I'm all ears. If there is something burning inside you that you need to know about fitness, about health, about mindset, holler at me. Holler at your boy here. Hit me on the social scene on Insta, Facebook, at Remix My Fitness. And of course, for that personal touch, emails are always welcome at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. So let me tell you about a little bit something about me that really gets me going. Something that I really, really like, and I think a lot of other people like as well, which is, like many people, I like a good deal. I love finding a good deal. And look, I wouldn't really categorize myself as cheap or frugal. I think I prefer to think of it as I like to get the best bang for my buck. You know what I mean? And I don't mind spending money on some stuff. I actually have a set of rules here when it comes to purchasing goods for myself, whether that is food, whether that is clothes, whether that's fitness equipment for myself and for the people that I trained with. And here are a couple of little ground rules that I go over, because on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you my top three favorite tools to use when it comes to training, when it comes to exercise. And I like to think of them as they are must-have items as well. And you're just personal tool shed of fitness tools, right? And bonus, a little bonus, at the end of this episode, I'm going to be actually opening a brand new tool that I just purchased on Amazon. I've been seeing them around at the different gyms that I go to, and I want to give them a try. I'm kind of not sure about them, but look, they kind of hit some of my sticking points, some of the rules that I'm going to share with you in a second. And the one I ordered, and it came in just a couple days ago, and I haven't even opened it. It's still fresh in its bag. So I'm going to share with you what that is, okay? So these are my top three best bang for my buck rules that I have when it comes to purchasing anything. And this goes especially into the fitness equipment that I like to buy and I like to use, which is rule number one. Okay, rule number one. So rule number one is it has to be of good quality. I will not buy something that is going to break on me, or if I think it might break on me, because it's gonna get a lot of use. Plus, I'm not a light guy. I'm over 200 pounds, and it's gotta be able to handle my weight. It's gotta be able to handle the weight and usage of the different people that I train with and that I use it with. So, it's gotta be a good quality. Number one. Number two, am I going to get good use out of it? So, what I'll do is I'll usually make a little mini list. Most of it usually in my head, to see whether or not this is going to be something that I think I can use, and it's not just something that I can only get one move out of it or two moves out of it. It's got to be a very versatile piece of equipment. And number three, this is an important rule for me, which is, do I have to travel hours and hours away to get it? Because my time is valuable and your time is valuable too, right? So is it for a good price? Am I going to get good use out of it? But does that mean that I'm going to have to travel like 2-3 hours to go and pick it up at the one and only store that sells it? Probably not. One of my favorite places to buy it. And I'm sure like many of you out there, Amazon always has a lot of cool things on there. So a lot of my stuff I try to buy from Amazon. There's a couple local fitness stores that I have a pretty good relationship with that, you know, will always hook me up, always hook up a small business owner. So, you know, if you're looking for fitness equipment, it doesn't hurt to go hit up your local fitness store, strike up a conversation with them, build a relationship, because they're always there to help you. They're always there to help you to cut you a little bit of slack if you need. So don't be afraid, because they do for me. They do for me. So knowing these rules, so when it comes to my fitness and training my clients online and in person, there are must-have items in mine and their equipment toolbox that I think just delivers a good workout, gets their muscles moving, their heart pounding, lots of different variations, a lot of different ways to be able to work out. So, as I mentioned, I'm going to be sharing my top three, plus one little bonus that I'm going to open up for y'all in a minute here, okay? And just to give you a little heads up, obviously, you know, where you're listening to the podcast, so you don't actually get to see what these items are, right? But I will do my best to describe them as best as I can. But if you actually need to see what they look like, just hit up today's show notes, which is at remixmyfitness.com/week28, remixmyfitness.com/week28, and you will be able to see everything, all the links, you'll be able to see everything, all the pictures, and I'll even have links to where to even get them, which is, I won't lie to you, which is all, a lot of them you can get from Amazon, which I think is probably the easiest way to go look at them, right? So I'll start it off right here, okay? Starting with the number one must-have item is, drum roll, which is bands, okay? Bands will make them dance. Exercise bands, I think, are absolute must-have. You know, they come in all different shapes and sizes. But the ones you need and the ones you're looking for, they're called power bands, which are pretty much like oversized elastic bands, just really big elastic bands, you know, where you wouldn't be able to just move them with your fingers. You're going to need your whole body to get them stretched out. And I primarily use these to perform dynamic warm-ups, muscle activation, and as a stretching tool. You know, they're lightweight and they're usually color-coded according to resistance. And really, you only need the three. You need level one, level two, and level three. And they come in many other levels thereafter. And some of them come in levels in between. But the light, medium, and heavy bands is really all you need to get through it. And thankfully, for most companies will sell this in a universal color-coded system, which makes it easy. So the very first one, which is the red one. You need the red one, which is the lightest band, and it's great for the warm-ups. It's great for doing warm-up drills for your shoulders, for your legs, and they're great for doing like rehab exercise. So if you've ever been to your physiotherapist, or if you've ever been to your chiropractor, or you know, therapeutic massage therapist, you know, they will often give you like rehab exercises to do, or muscle activation drills to do, and the red band is usually the one that comes in the most handy for all this stuff. And then there's the black band. So the black band, which is twice as thick as the red band, you primarily use these resistance bands to do some strength training drills. So you can put them, you can stand on them and you can put them over your shoulders and you can start doing a squat with them. It'll give you that added resistance, kind of like if you had weights. Or you can put them around your body, you can hold them in your hands and you can do resistance push-ups. And I'm going to tell you, doing those push-ups like that is pretty tough. It's pretty tough. But it's just a great way to just kind of remix your own routine up. Definitely. And the third one is the purple bands, which is twice as thick as the black bands. And it's definitely a huge level up from the previous two. And what I use these thick bands for are assistance type tools. They will assist me to help me to do more chin-ups. So I will tie it around a chin-up bar. So I'll slide one of my feet or one of my knees inside that little loop. And it just gives me some added resistance to be able to do that chin-up, which as you all know, chin-ups are pretty hard to do. But if you're starting out, definitely, 100% invest in a band to help you do those chin-ups. Another big thing that I use these bands for is I use them to help me stretch. Because they are so thick, because they can handle so much resistance, it's just really easy to just kind of tie them up against a pole or against something like a heavy object and be able to stretch out your hamstrings, stretch out your chest, stretch out your shoulders, and just feels really good. It almost feels you get like a buddy or like a trainer even to kind of give you like that little extra push or that extra pull when you're doing those stretches. And that's what these bands are for, these thicker bands. So assistance to help you do moves that you couldn't do before or to help you stretch out. And as I mentioned, they come in the red, black, and purple. So thin, medium, and thick. So look out for those. And as I mentioned, if you want to see for your eyes what they actually look like, visit remixmyfitness.com/week28. And you'll actually also get to see some of the bands in use. I have a couple GIF videos or GIF videos. Is it GIF? Is it GIF? I'm never sure. But I put some of them up on how to use them, what they kind of look like in use. So check that out, remixmyfitness.com/week28. So moving on, we're moving on to number two, which is a suspension trainer. So this one here is a little bit more of an expensive purchase compared to the bands, but also another must-have tool. So when most people think of suspension trainers, they think of the TRX. The TRX, which is, I don't know if it's the OG, I don't know if it's the original suspension trainer, but they are definitely the most popular suspension trainer out there. So the suspension trainers, they basically have straps with handles on them, and you can attach them onto your door, or if you're savvy enough and handy with your tools and with your hands, you can actually attach them to the ceiling. I'm laughing because I'm not handy at all. I'm probably the worst. So I'm just visioning myself trying to set this up on my ceiling, and just all I can think of is like the very first move that I'll do, like the whole ceiling will come down and will collapse. So that's why I'm like I'm almost kind of scoffing or laughing at myself about it. But this is definitely another must-have item, especially if you don't have a gym membership or you're not close to any gym, because it just takes very little space and it's fairly affordable. It's usually like $100 or a couple $100, depending on the type of TRX or type of suspension trainer that you're purchasing. And you can actually get a lot of other suspension trainers for affordable prices if you're like not really sure. I think you can even get a couple for like $50. And there's a couple different ways that I use a suspension trainer, which is, one, if you're a beginner and you're unfamiliar or you don't have the strength or you don't have the know-how yet to do certain movement patterns, it helps a lot. It gives you a huge amount of assistance. For example, if you have never squatted before or if you have problems with your knee or with your ankles, what you can do is you can grab onto the handles once the suspension trainer is installed, and you could perform the squat pattern without having to put so much weight into your legs and into your feet. You can actually hold on with your arms, and it'll help you learn and help you to strengthen and get and be better at squatting without the fear of falling down or really hurting yourself. And you can do the same thing with push-ups, you can do the same thing with rows, you can make it real easy for yourself and give you some safe resistance for you to use to be able to master these moves. And just like how you can use it to make the exercises easier, you can actually use this thing to make easy exercises extremely hard, okay? And of course, all levels in between easy and extremely hard. So if I use the push-up, for example, instead of holding your hands on the handles, you can actually extend the straps to where they're almost hovering off the floor. and you put your feet in the straps and your hands will go on the floor. So you're literally suspended off the floor. And now you try doing this push-up, or you try holding a plank, and it is just the world of a difference, way harder to do. And pretty fun. It's pretty fun. You get your upper body workout in, you get your core workout in. But yeah, definitely some advanced movements. Now, I've personally used the TRX, and I've personally used other different devices out there. For me, I can go out and I can purchase the regular TRX, which is a little bit cheaper, or a regular suspension trainer, which is a little bit cheaper. But I always go with the commercial grade. I just think just spending that little extra, you know, $50 or $70 on the commercial brand of trainer out there, just worth it to me. Like I said, I get a lot of use out of it. It just feels sturdier. It feels like it can just handle a lot more. So I just go out there and I do that. But like I said, many different trainers out there, even within the TRX brand and non-TRX brands out there, it's something worth exploring and looking into. Just make sure you get the one where you can attach it into your door, where they give you like a little cord for that. And like I said, if you're not like MC Kim, then the much preferred method would be to be able to stick it into your ceiling somewhere. Be safe though, okay? So number three, you guessed it. I mean, mulling over, why didn't he say this for number one and two? Because I've been saving it. For number three, the must-have is the kettlebell. If you were thinking the kettlebell, you're 100% correct. I've been a kettlebell advocate for many, many, many years. Ever since I first laid eyes on it on a page, I thought that's for me. I saw that in a book that I was reading, and it just looked so strange to me, and yet I was drawn to it. And next thing you know, I'm learning it, I'm using it, and I'm teaching it, and I've started a career doing it. So definitely the kettlebell is still tried and true after all these years of training. I think another must-have, if I can be so bold and say that, it is the only tool that you would really need to get a full workout going, because you can use this thing to build strength, to increase your cardiovascular endurance. You can do variations of your own bodyweight movements. You can add resistance to calisthenic movements. The design and the way the handle and the weight are placed, it just makes it a way more versatile tool than free weights and a bar. You know, as I mentioned, you could do all the standard free weight exercises, such as a chest press, bicep curls. You can squat with them. You can do kettlebell-specific exercises such as swings, bottoms up, high pulls. I've been saying this for years, which is, it's just much easier. It's much easier, and it's a safer way to learn how to do certain exercises, especially Olympic movements such as the clean and press or such as a snatch. And once you can master it on the kettlebell, and you approach the bar, you then approach the free weight on these same movements, you're like way better, way more familiar with it. They're almost similar moves. They have very similar qualities. I mean, there's some slight differences between the kettlebell and using the bar. But once you know how to control that bell, you can control like anything. Control the bar, you can control the weights. And I've seen it with the people that I work with. And bonus, and you might laugh at this, but it comes in real handy as a door stopper. I'm serious. Look, when I've at some commercial gyms that I go to, or even I got a door in my house over here that's just really heavy, and you know, the normal things like putting a little box in front of it doesn't stop the door from opening, doesn't stop the door from closing. It will still close. So I always gotta get something heavy. And the bell, like I said, the way the handle, the weights are placed, it just makes it for a perfect stopper. You know, I need that because, you know, I have to move furniture or we got to move things around. I need that door open, right? And in my house, I actually don't keep a lot of bells in my house. I keep three. I keep an 8 kilogram, I keep a 16 kilogram, and I keep a 20 kilogram. So the 8 kilogram I use to warm up, to practice moves, just to kind of fool around with different things. the 16 and the 20 kilogram, those are the ones that I use to get my sweat on. I like to push, I like to pull with those things, I like to swing those things. I will even do a couple juggling moves, kettlebell juggling moves with those. Only outside though, only outside. One time I practiced juggling kettlebells in my studio, and I put in brand new mirrors in my place, and it went flying and it hit the mirror. Honestly, the mirrors were only up there for like one day, and the bell went flying. It was a 20 kilogram bell, went flying right into the mirror. But miraculously, it didn't break. It didn't break. It left a little like a little scratch mark in there, a little, and that was it. I honestly like just stood there. My heart like dropped. There was about two or three people training with me in there. The first and only time that a bell has ever slipped from my hands. And the first and last time that I ever practiced juggling kettlebells inside. So lesson learned. So that rounds up my top three pieces of equipment on a budget here. Must-have items. All right? Which is the bands, a suspension trainer, and a kettlebell. So those are the things that I use all the time, almost every day, with every single person that I work with. At some point in time, we are using one, two, or three, or all three in a workout. Okay, so let's go move on to number four over here. So number four, what I purchased was a pair of resistance bands, but they're unlike the power bands that I described in as number one, which is they are made out of material. I don't know what kind of material. I want to say if it's a very stretchy, thick piece of fabric, probably polyester, right? But it stretches a little bit. It comes in three different levels. And what they are an alternative to another style of bands. They look a little bit similar like the power bands, but they're much smaller. And oftentimes you can put them around your legs, and it'll help with your squat pattern, or you can put them in your arms and between your arms, and you can use them as stretches. But the reason why I've been seeing this around at the gym a lot more is because those smaller elastic bands that you're going to put around your knees where you can do some of the rehab work or we can do some of the squats, one, they tend to snap and break because they're under such high tension and they're really, really small and thin. Or two, it's just they feel uncomfortable, especially if you have a little bit of leg hair and you're trying to roll up this piece of elastic up your leg. Definitely pulls on your leg hair from firsthand experience. You feel that, and they lose tension very quickly. Like I said, because you're putting a lot of tension into it. So these bands I bought, I've seen people use at the gym. I haven't used them myself yet. So I went out and purchased them because they fit under the rule set that I mentioned before, right? So they look like they will be much better quality than the bands that I already have that I put around that I put around my legs. Two, they were a pretty good price. These set of bands cost me $30 from this company. And number three, I think I'm going to get a lot of use out of it. So for myself, I have a lot of trouble activating my glutes when I'm squatting. So I have to always make it a point to do glute activation drills before I do any kind of squats or any lunges or deadlifts, just to let my brain and let my body know, like, hey, we're going to be using these muscles, so let's it sends it a little jolt, okay? So I have here the package mailed to me from Amazon. So I'm going to open it up here. See how it looks. I'm super curious. A pair of scissors. This package open. And they come in different colors. Back those out of here. I was like buying myself gifts like this. I just get excited. The people like cars and clothes and stuff, but I love exercise equipment. Exercise equipment. I like getting like new, I guess, clothes. I was like getting like new geese, new stuff like that. Okay, that took me longer than I wanted to. And of course, once you open that package, there is another package that you need to open. So oh, it's pretty cool. I like the little things. I like the little things when they give you like a little bag. Gives you like a little bag to store your bands in, like a mesh bag, which is perfect. And okay, so it comes in this little black mesh bag, and it gives you like even like a instruction sheet on, it gives you like an exercise list on a couple different exercises you can do. So like you could do the lateral sidestep, you can do lying clams, side lying hip abductions, squat walks, monster walks. Oh, even a couple ones that I didn't know you could do with it, like fire hydrant. So it looks like you can do, let's see how many here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You do 14. They give you 14 big moves to do with this hip resistant bands. That's what they've titled it. Hip resistant bands. So when I open the bag, it's in the mesh bag here. It has like a nice little vinegary smell to it. Okay, so it gives me, so this company is called Biewoos. So Biewoos. I am not sponsored by this company. As I mentioned, this is the brand that I see most often. So I thought, why not give it a shot? So yeah, they're made out of like, how do I describe this material? I don't know what, it feels like a stretchy seatbelt material, if that makes any sense at all. So it's like seatbelty on the front and on the inside of the band. What's actually pretty cool is they have like a rubber liner. So I guess this stops it from like slipping down your thighs. So that's a nice little touch to it. It's thick. So there's a black one, which looks like level one. And then they have over here, what color is this one? Over here they have a gray one, which is level two for sure, because it's a much smaller band, so it's going to give you a lot more resistance. And they are, oh man, just tried pulling these apart. Definitely going to get a good like thigh workout of this. I can't wait to use these. And then they have level three, which of course anybody can guess what color this one level three is. So we got black level one, gray level two, and level three is pink. It's super pink. So, and this one is really small. I'm wondering if this thing will even go around my thighs. Actually, let me see. Give me one sec. And it does go around my thighs, but literally my butt is actually burning right now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to keep this on for the rest of the podcast here and just kind of like activate my glutes here as I'm talking to you guys. So that's what it is. So you will, again, if you look up this company, Biewoos, Biewoos, or if you look up hip resistant bands like on Instagram or of course at the site at remixmyfitness.com/week28, you'll be able to see what these look like. And oftentimes, you will see people doing a lot of booty workouts with this. And I know, you guys hear me all the time talking about those fake booty workouts and how much I hate them. I only hate them because it gives the false pretense that that's how you get a booty. You get a booty by doing resistant band exercises, by doing lateral walks and things like that. You don't. You don't do it. It's not enough resistance to give you that kind of shape and that kind of mass booty, okay? But I like the exercises. I like the exercises that a lot of these Instagram models will use to show how they got their booties, because they are great. They're great activation drills. That's what it really comes down to. They're amazing activation drills to get your glutes going, to get your mind thinking. Like, look, I want to use these exercises. Like I use to get my glutes going prior to these bands. When I use the other bands, I'll use I'll do a lot of side lying clams, like the clam ones, squat walks, and the lateral step. So I've done these ones before, and whenever I do a squat after, a huge difference. Like already, my butt, I feel my glutes and my butt firing, the good kind of way, the good kind of way firing, and it just helps my form a lot better. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to give it a try. I'll drop some moves down on my social, so you can take a look. And of course, there's a couple examples on today's show notes, which is at remixmyfitness.com/week28. So wish me luck with these bands here. And I still have the pink ones around my thighs, and definitely not going to be starting with these ones because this one has just way too much resistance. I need to kind of warm up with these. So that's it for me. That is another episode in the books. Hit me up in the comments field, send me a note on social at remixmyfitness, and of course shoot me an email at mckim@remixmyfitness.com if you want to know how these bi-woos are going on me with midweek. Hit me up, let me know. So until next time, go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.